Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 29th, 2026, and we have a packed episode for you, diving deep into the technical landscape of AMD and the GPU world. We'll be taking a look back at a significant milestone in AMD's history, discussing the implications of dual GPU setups, and exploring the current state of the GPU market. So let's get right into it. Quick headline overview. In today's episode, we'll revisit the launch of the AMD Radeon HD 6990, which debuted 15 years ago and was a powerhouse of its time. We'll break down its specifications and performance, reflect on the lessons learned from its design, and discuss how that legacy influences today's GPU architecture. Additionally, we'll touch on the current state of dual GPU configurations and their relevance in modern workloads, especially in AI and ML applications. Deep dive on news items 1, the Radeon HD 6990, a retrospective. Let's start with the AMD Radeon HD 6990. Released in March 2011, this dual GPU card was codenamed Antils and was a significant leap forward in graphics performance. With two Cayman XT GPUs on a single PCB, the 6990 boasted a total of 3,072 stream processors and a staggering 5.28 billion transistors. It came equipped with 4 GB of GDDR5 memory, which was quite impressive for its time. The specs included a base clock of 830 MHz, with the potential to overclock up to 880 MHz, and a thermal design power (TDP) rating of 375 watts, though overclocking could push that number to around 450 watts. This card was a true beast, but it was not without its issues. Reviews noted concerns about heat, noise, and power consumption. The dual-slot design and the need for two 8-pin power connectors hinted at the power-hungry nature of this hardware. What's fascinating about the 6990 is how it represented AMD's aggressive push for performance. At a retail price of $699, it was positioned as a flagship product, but the trade-offs in terms of noise and heat dissipation led to mixed reviews. The card was often pitted against NVIDIA's GeForce GTX 590, which, while quieter, couldn't quite match the raw performance of the 6990. Looking back, the 6990 serves as a reminder of the challenges in dual GPU setups. Issues like frame pacing and micro stuttering were common complaints. These are critical considerations for developers working on graphics-intensive applications. Despite its flaws, the 6990 was a landmark product that pushed the boundaries of what was possible in consumer graphics. The legacy of dual GPU architectures. Transitioning from the 6990, let's discuss the current relevance of dual GPU architectures. In recent years, the focus has shifted significantly towards single GPU solutions, especially with the rise of AI and ML workloads. However, there are still scenarios where dual GPU setups can shine, particularly in high-performance computing, HPC, and rendering tasks. For instance, in AI model training, the need for massive parallel processing capabilities can sometimes justify the use of dual GPU configurations. However, developers must consider the soft software support for multi-GPU setups. Frameworks like TensorFlow and PyTorch have made strides in supporting distributed training, but the efficiency gains can vary based on the workload and the specific GPU architecture. Moreover, the advent of PCIe 5.0 and upcoming PCIe 6.0 standards is set to change the landscape for multi-GPU configurations. These technologies promise increased bandwidth, which is crucial for reducing bottlenecks in data transfer between GPUs. As we look toward the future, the potential for dual GPU setups in specialized applications remains promising, especially as we continue to push the limits of what GPUs can achieve in AI and ML. The current state of the GPU market. Now let's take a moment to reflect on the current state of the GPU market. As we've seen over the past few years, the landscape has dramatically evolved, with AMD and NVIDIA in a constant battle for supremacy. Today, AMD's RDNA architecture is making waves, particularly with its efficiency and performance in gaming and compute workloads. Recent benchmarks indicate that AMD's latest offerings are closing the gap with NVIDIA in terms of raw performance while maintaining competitive pricing. This is crucial as developers look for cost-effective solutions for their GPU needs, particularly in enterprise settings where budget constraints are common. Moreover, the demand for GPUs in AI and ML workloads continues to surge. As companies invest heavily in AI capabilities, the need for powerful GPUs that can handle parallel processing and large data sets is more critical than ever. AMD's focus on optimizing their GPUs for such workloads is a strategic move that could pay dividends in the coming years. Closing thought. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the legacy of the Radeon HD 6990 is not just a relic of the past. It continues to influence the design and performance expectations of modern GPUs. The evolution of GPU architecture and the increasing importance of multi-GPU configurations in specialized workloads highlight the dynamic nature of this field. Looking ahead, we can expect even more innovations as AMD pushes the boundaries of performance and efficiency, particularly in AI and ML applications. The future is bright for GPU developers and engineers, and we'll be here to cover all the exciting developments. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Until next time, keep pushing the limits of technology.